Good afternoon. I'm Al Cresta. Understanding America's past and the uniqueness of the American experience, our history, is crucial to understanding our future. Unfortunately, most American students seem to lack basic proficiency in understanding their own history. There's a new report from Arizona State Center for American Institutions that looks very seriously at this problem and quantifies it. Dr. Donald Critchlow will join us. He's the Katz and Family Professor at Arizona State, where he directs the Center for American Institutions. He's joined us in the past on topics of his books, including Intended Consequences, Birth Control, Abortion, the Federal Government in Modern America, and Revolutionary Monsters, Five Men Who Turned Liberation into Tyranny. Dr. Critchlow, a pleasure to have you back with me. Thanks.
Well, it's all my pleasure to be honored again with appearing on your show, and I'm a great fan of your program and often listen to it on my way home from work. So
thank you very much.
Well,
let's talk about why this is important. Why is civic education so important for our republic?
Well, I think as you said in your introduction, young Americans need to understand the not only the travails that we've experienced as a nation in fulfilling our vision as a constitutional republic, but it's also important for just understanding their responsibility as citizens when they go to the voting booth. What we found in this year-long study looking at syllabi across the country, what's occurring in introductory courses, is that students are basically being taught what I would consider a political agenda in which America is viewed as having made no progress at all on the advancement of minority groups, especially black civil rights, voting rights, but also the advancement of women. And I think what was particularly shocking is not only what this agenda was including, but what was also being excluded, just basic facts or information about the Civil War, World War One, World War Two, the Cold War, and all of those basic topics that informed citizen needs to know.
Is this a result of the faculty themselves, or are they beholden to larger institutions or departments that are offering curricula?
Well, I think it's faculty themselves that are bringing in a political agenda.
Okay.
We now have in this country 1.5 million instructors in higher education. And we know from survey after survey that 70% consider themselves left or left-wing. Unfortunately, their politics is being brought into to the classroom, so the teaching of American history has become part of a political agenda. And my own feeling, and I think most of your listeners would agree with this, that one's personal political view shouldn't be introduced into the classroom. There should be the pursuit of objectivity, but also a belief that the one's mission in the classroom is not only to teach basic information, but also to create an informed citizenry that's able to think critically about the past, about America's past, and what its future is going to be.
I'm curious, do they, America has had a unique experience, and the role of religion in American history is quite significant. Do they, do these instructors deal even-handedly with the role of religion in our founding documents, the abolition of slavery, women's suffrage, the civil rights movement?
Well, that, it's not what we discovered in the, in our year-long study in which we looked at 75 syllabi being taught in our universities, private and public, and across the country, is that religion was not even discussed. And if you don't understand the importance of religion, whatever your own religious beliefs are, you cannot understand, as you just said, the abolitionist movement, which was driven by a Christian impulse, women's suffrage, the temperance movement, or Martin Luther King's civil rights movement. Yeah. In fact, Martin Luther, none of these topics were discussed at all in the 75 syllabi that we looked at. And I might add to that, in that we were able to only find 75 syllabi that were public. I mean, it's if history departments don't want the public to know what's being taught to our students.
That's amazing to me. So do these do the curricula that you looked at, the syllabi that you looked at, do they emphasize, you know, things like white supremacy or diversity or equity?
Yeah, of course. There was a great deal of emphasis on equity, how it's not been fulfilled. There was absolutely no discussion of Marx having brought prosperity to people and opportunities to people. The Industrial Revolution was taught only in a few courses as basically one of worker oppression. And I think one of the most astounding things we found is that the courses all taught basically no progress has been made, and that America, from its very inception, was a nation in decline.
Yeah.
So what we're seeing in the classroom in our as we concluded, and the National Commissioners, Scott Walker, former governor of Wisconsin, Newt Gingrich, and former governor of Oklahoma, concluded that we're seeing propaganda and not education. It's miseducation of our youth. And I think that explains much of the problem that we're seeing among our youth today, of not only not being informed, but also, you know, kind of their left-wing sentiment that's found among large numbers of young voters, especially those going to colleges.
You know, in Brown versus Board of Education in 1954, a great nation did what most great nations don't do. It basically repented of what had been a major theme in the South, the theme of separate but equal. That's something to be celebrated. Not giving credit where credit is due, it really does irk me. And did they celebrate the America's capacity for change in this way?
Well, of course not. In fact, I mean, let's be more precise. Some of the courses, had a theme of let me backtrack and say that all of the courses had a theme of the oppressed and the oppressor,
yeah.
And one of uniformity throughout American history. But we also have professors taking as a theme for their course incarceration. So that is that we're you know, this is the incarcerated minority, how they fully develop that in the classroom in their lectures wasn't apparent from the syllabi, but that was the that becomes a theme for a course. I mean, think about this. You're teaching a second half of American history, and it's all about incarceration. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Wrong. I'm in the wrong classroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So would you say that we're seeing basic ideas of good and evil redefined so that we've got a struggle between the powerless, those are good, and the powerful, those are bad, and colorblindness with race, colorblindness is replaced by race obsession?
Yeah, there was a race there. These syllabis reflected obsession on racism and white supremacy, which is often a theme in these courses, but also sexual identity. We were actually surprised by how much sexual identity, not gender, but specifically sexual identity, was introduced. So we have some of the syllabi had a couple weeks on sexual identity and the oppression of gays, and even talking about transgender. So you see discussions of transgender in the 1920s.
Wow.
And yeah.
Wow.
I mean, so we were surprised by the themes, the negative themes that were found in these syllabi. And I've been teaching quite a while, so, and others that did the research have been as well. And we were surprised. We expected most professors to be pretty lazy and not update their syllabi to talk about sexual identity and you know, the oppression of transgendered people.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, we're out of time, Dr. Critchlow. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. And God bless you.
Thanks.
Do good work.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk again, Lord willing.